Pelican Plus Social, a new Catholic social media platform. Is Catholic social media platform, is such a platform even possible? That's the important question you need to ask, first of all. A few years back, perhaps you remember, 1 Peter 5 had comments. But eventually, we got so many filthy comments on 1 Peter 5, pornographic, blasphemous, and even worse than those two, Christians committing the mortal sin of reviling. Because of all this, we shut the whole thing down. We don't have any comments on 1 Peter 5 anymore. See my article, Don't Let Social Media Send You to Hell. Now 1 Peter 5 operates without comments, and I'm grateful for that. If you want to comment on an article, you can do so on social media, publicly, where everybody chats, and the system itself incentivizes half-truths and sins against charity. If you want to be with other 1 Peter 5 readers and discuss things privately in a more human manner, you can join our confraternity and get access to our exclusive Telegram community. That's 1peter5.com/donate. Thankfully, there's no Telegram setting that allows me to incentivize sin in this particular app, Telegram. Because of the problem with our social media slave drivers who intentionally manipulate your psychology, which they admit, a good friend or a good Catholic founded Spurn, that's S-P-3-R-N, a few years back. Maybe you know about this. It's a Catholic, it's basically like a Catholic Facebook system. It was named after St. Maximilian Kolbe's radio call sign, and you have to renew your baptismal vow to join. The features of this platform are excellent, like this sort of thing. See the comment box? So in the article, I have a screenshot of the Spurn platform. So when you make a comment on Spurn, you have to, it says write a comment with charity. That's like what it says on the comment box. It's pretty cool. It also says sometimes like write something that your guardian angel will approve of. So it's a very Catholic system in terms of its presentation. Spurn, or SP3RN, is great because it's spiritually united to the great patron of baptizing modern tech, the great St. Maximilian Kolbe. That's why we chose him as one of our patrons here at 1 Peter 5. Now we have built another digital monument against the Antichrist technocracy. Pelican Plus has launched its own social media platform, Pelican Plus Social. The genius of the digital infrastructure of Pelican Plus, and by the way, even though I'm a co-founder of Pelican Plus, I can't take a shred of credit for this, is that the Pelican Plus app itself is this. Number one, no ads. Number two, no AI. Articles have human voices only. Number three, no filth, of course. No heresy, etc., etc. Number four, pure content in a pure environment. And part of that is that there's no comments. So nobody can comment or like or whatever. There's no incentivizing system in the Pelican Plus app, which basically incentivizes sensationalism or half-truths or all the different problems with social media, basically. The whole the algorithm itself, the other algorithm beast. But hey, I would love to discuss this or that with my friend in Russia or London. Okay, me too. Honestly, I like to talk with Dr. Kwasniewski, but he's in Nebraska and I'm in Michigan. I think his article on AI is very important. We need to discuss it. So now we have Pelican Plus Social, which is an entirely separate app, which integrates with Pelican Plus. So users of Pelican Plus continue to have access to a pure content in a pure environment. And those who want to chat and comment can click a link to move over to a separate system, totally integrated. Finally, this is where Septuagesima Restored comes in. You see, digital Christendom is what it is. It's a poor substitute for the real thing, but it's all we got. So our social community at Pelican Social is launching our penance sodality this Sunday for pre-Lent. We're all committing to penances for Lent together. At 1 Peter 5, we've got the Fellowship of St. Nicholas. This fellowship follows very traditional fasting rules, which are very traditional, but also not for beginners. Reclaim at Pelican Social offers a penance commitment, which is perfect for beginners. And it also has something better than the fellowship. Number one, social media fast commitments. And number two, a better digital community with more resources. Finally, and this is the most important part, any pre-Lenten disciplines or things that we're committing to, let's not forget the gospel from Byzantine pre-Lent, the Pharisee and the publican. We can't boast about how much we are fasting to God, who will condemn us and our fasts to hell. Rather, we must consider Isaiah 58, which says that the true fast is charity, charity to our neighbor, especially the poor. And we need to remember that the devil never eats. Don't become a Pharisee or a devil, but fast from food so you can fast from sin this Lent and meet Christ in mental prayer. Jesus is King.